This is Here and Now, and now that the last holdouts in the country, a.k.a. those of us here in the Northeast, are finally starting to feel like spring.
Because it's 40 degrees.
Finally. And we're not talking about Celsius. Let's get to Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, who is here to talk about some of the things we can eat in the spring. And Kathy, let's start with salads.
I'm so happy we're not talking about root vegetables.
Yeah, right.
Anymore.
Enough with that.
Well, it's happened. I mean, it is spring. We're all feeling excited about the possibilities. The markets are starting to fill up with seasonal foods. Our waistlines are feeling a bit extended. So we start to think about salads and even making them for main course meals. I have so many ideas for you, so let's just run right into it. Yeah. So you have a green salad in front of you, and these are tender baby spring leaves or some little arugula in there. But there's a surprise herb in there, and this is just a kind of trick that can make your food pop with flavor. Bingo!
So good.
Ding, 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 ding. Sorry, Robin, he beat you. I hope you get the next one.
I was going to say it, but my mouth is full. Go ahead.
I just shred fresh mint leaves and put it in with any combination of lettuces or even just a plain old head of lettuce. Mm. That, to me, is like the taste of possibility and brightness and freshness and lightness, all the attributes of spring food. Mm-hmm. You also have a farro salad, as not in P-H, but F-A-R-R-O. Farro is a whole wheat grain. It does have gluten. Many people think it's a gluten-free grain like quinoa, but it's not.
No, relative of the wheat berry.
True enough.
Yeah.
And I just steamed it with about 2 cups of water and a little salt, not till it's mushy. A lot of people overcook it. The whole thing about farro is it has this wonderful bite. Mm. It should have a texture. And I took tiny little spring radishes, often the very first thing you see in the markets, often the very first thing you'll see in your own gardens. That's just the thrilling moment when the first radish pops up.
This is so good, Jeremy, the farro. We were researching, and apparently it was sort of farro because it was fed to Roman legions. And
oh, truly.
It's so crunchy and good.
Yeah, I just love the texture. And so I thought it needed a little bit of something. So I took very briny green olives and I pitted them and slivered them. And so you have the radishes and the olives. And then because I just cannot seem to cook without garlic, I took some garlic cloves and roasted them in a little olive oil, about 350 degrees for about 10 minutes, just till they get tender. And what happens to garlic when you roast it is it becomes sweet. So it's not a super assertive or, you know, flavoring anymore. It becomes, it's mellow. You taste it in there, right? But it's not like, whoa.
Delicious.
Speaking you also have an asparagus salad in here.
I do. And speaking of whoa, the asparagus salad has ramps in it. I've talked about that here before. Ramps are wild leeks. They are coming up in fields all across the eastern seaboard. In fact, in the south, they're already gone. But up north in Maine, in my secret patch, they are just starting.
I have a confession to make, which is that I did not know what ramps were until recently, and I had them, and they are so good.
Life-changing,
What would you compare them to for someone who hasn't had them yet? Either of you.
I think the whole point is that there's nothing comparable.
Like them.
It's like a scallion on fire. It's like
there you go.
Right?
You just did it.
It's so full of pow, but it's unlike anything else. Let's talk about asparagus for a minute. Some people like them thick. Some people like them thin. People are always asking me, what do you like? Well, I like them both. I love the tender ones, but they're delicious to grill, and the thick ones are much better for that because they're very juicy and they'll hold their shape and they can hold up to the heat of the grill. Love asparagus. These I roasted, which is another technique that we don't usually see for asparagus.
Well, and we've spoken of this before, but Jeremy, do you know some of the best asparagus in the world comes from a town called South Hadley in Western Mass?
Yes, that's
And I've
right.
gone out there, and they grow up. They grow straight up out of the ground, and you have to snap them before the sun hits them and they wilt. They are amazing.
Fresh asparagus is probably the ultimate spring treat.
Yeah, they are delicious.
And they're on the East Coast again, just starting and very exciting to see those. We're also seeing watercress, which we have year round, but peak season for watercress, which is a peppery, slightly spicy, slightly bitter green. So delicious to throw into salads for a bit of that pepperiness. Very seasonal right now. And fava beans are on your asparagus salad.
These are not lima beans.
No, they're so tender and buttery. They're a very seasonal ingredient. People shy away from them because you have to peel them twice.
And because they saw a movie. Keep going.
Yeah, let's not go there. Okay. But these fava beans, they're huge. They come in these big pods. Sometimes they're literally like a ruler, a 12-inch long thing. You peel them open, and there's the fava beans. You boil them for 1 minute, put them under cold water, and then you just pop the bean outside of that inner pod or shell.
Just delicious.
Buttery, right? These are wonderful flavors that make you want to eat healthy, eat seasonal, but, you know, feel good.
And we've got these recipes, by the way. Go ahead, listeners, crash our website, as you always do when Kathy comes on, hereandnow.org. We've got some of these recipes for salads.
And we want to take a second, because she is so terrific. Kathy just won a James Beard Award for Journalism in the Home Cooking category for her article, Cabbage Craft. Yes, she can do more with cabbage. And it appeared in Eating Well magazine. But we recommend all her writing, all her books. Please check Kathy Gunst out if you aren't already one of those who crashes the website to find out about her. Kathy, thanks as
thanks,
always.
Guys.
And congrats.
Thank you so much.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. Again, those recipes at hereandnow.org. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.